Do you remember that one? Where no. He was like, got fat and he wore moo-moos, Homer.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were like, your fingers are too fat to dial.
Give me my reaching broom. I've just sat down with my kids to start watching the canonical starting at season 5.
Simpsons? Like,
yeah.
Why not season 1?
Yeah, the first couple of seasons, it's not really it's not really a Simpsons yet. I mean, it's
how old are
it's
your
of
kids?
Historical interest. 6 and 4.
Okay.
They're not old enough to get most of the jokes, but I feel like they should be familiar with the characters.
It's funny because my mom wouldn't let me watch it.
Do you remember how threatening that show was perceived as being in the early 90s?
But it wasn't. Little?
No, it's really pretty innocent. But like the President of the United States came out and said this show is like a threat to the moral fabric of America. Can you believe that?
No.
Bart Simpson was the most menacing, disruptive figure in popular
culture.
Which is
funny because
I know
that.
Until Beavis and Butthead came along.
Well,
and then that was the end of the world.
Going to say at some point they're going to be able to drop F-bombs on TV, like soon, I'm sure.
It's inevitable. Yeah, that's presupposing that TV as a broadcast medium will continue to be a thing. Everybody's going to be watching online. There's no rules, right?
It's true.
That's why we're doing a podcast instead of doing this on the radio so we can drop F-bombs.
I don't think we drop
if them. We probably shouldn't, but we could if we wanted to. That's the point.
Okay.
Because this is the 90.5 WESA Social Club, and today is May 22nd, 2015. I'm Josh Rollerson, and Rachel Carlson is a community director of Yelp Pittsburgh and an expert in fun stuff, good things to eat, good things to drink, what you should do in Pittsburgh this weekend. So, Rachel, tell us what to do. What's going on?
Well, happy Memorial Day.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's back up. Happy Memorial Day to you. How are you celebrating this holiday?
You know what's fabulous is absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Which I enjoy. I mean, obviously, we've got little things sprinkled in, but it's not a too busy weekend, and I like it that way.
It's nice to have a holiday where you get to take the day off from work, but there are no particular obligations. Maybe you leave some flowers on a grave somewhere. Other
true.
Than that,
I was going
to
say,
you don't have to go to any stupid parties. You don't have to like buy anybody a present.
Yeah,
you just get a day off. That's pretty nice.
Absolutely.
It's like we're down to that and Martin Luther King Day, and everything else has themed merchandise that you have to buy.
And then, well, we do have like mattress sales, right? Isn't Memorial Day? And
I thought it was President's Day. I thought it was like President's Day was manufactured by the mattress industry as a pretext for big sales events.
Maybe, but I thought it was every holiday there was a mattress sale.
Probably.
I don't know.
It's hard in that business.
Well,
they really got to push that merchandise.
It's important to sleep well.
This message brought to you by. What's your sleep number, Rachel?
I don't know. Let's move on. But I do know that you don't have to sleep if you don't want to. There's lots going on.
Right.
And you can kick off the summer at Bakery Square on Friday. So from 5 to 9 p.m., they are going to be having live music and also food trucks, which has fast become everyone's favorite way of devouring food.
Food trucks are pretty great.
Food trucks are pretty great. And it seems to me that things pop up every day that I've not heard of on Twitter. So,
well, speaking of pops and food trucks, I discovered one that was new to me last weekend. I don't know if it's
the Pop Stop?
Around. The Pop Stop, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they just had a car, and then
it is a full-blown truck.
Graduated
at this
to
point.
A truck. Yeah, yeah, I saw it at the neighborhood flea. Where were you at?
The children's festival. Downtown.
Yeah.
Woo.
Was it good,
was
though? The Pop Stop?
Yeah, it was pretty tasty.
Which gourmet pop did you get?
Well, I got them for my kids, and then they let me taste them.
Oh.
Because I didn't. That's the thing. They're like the only vendor out there that doesn't have a Square reader on their phone, so it was cash only.
Oh.
Otherwise, we all would have bought.
Aww.
I only had enough cash for the two of them.
So which one did you get?
Watermelon and the Elvis one, the peanut butter. And
oh, my gosh. I have not heard of that one.
Yeah.
The pineapple
solid.
Basil is my favorite.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's very good.
Yeah, my kids have pretty pedestrian tastes.
The peanut butter is...
Yeah, that's pretty boss.
Yeah.
I give her credit for that.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
They're very good. They're very good pops. And
yes.
Delicious
recommended,
on a...
Get a card reader, please.
Yeah.
Please, and I'll buy
understand.
More from you.
I totally understand. And you know the big news, too. I know we're deviating, but the big news is that the taco truck has taken over the kitchen at Gus's in Lawrenceville.
Oh, my.
And so Gus's, which was formerly bar food, burgers... Bar food, I'm really sad because they had this tray of tots that was literally a tray of tots with cheese and stuff called tachos. So hopefully they'll keep those. But the taco truck has taken over the kitchen, so it's Mexican food at Gus's. And Gus's has a huge, huge area inside and an outdoor patio. And I just passed by on, I think, Saturday night last week, and there was a huge line for the taco truck.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. So already,
do people not know you can get the taco truck at other locations?
There's a huge following. They're kind of the grandfather of trucks in Pittsburgh, you know, and it's really good.
Have you done the ranking? Like, is there a Yelp list of most beloved food trucks?
I mean, you can list, you can rank everything on Yelp. You just search food trucks, and then there's a little button you click that says highest rated, or you can do highest reviewed.
Okay.
And it'll...
Wait, what's the difference? Or like most reviewed?
So the most reviewed, yes. Okay. I'm sorry, I misspoke. But the most reviewed, which would probably be the taco truck, and then.
But you have some like curated content too, where you actually pick and choose and have, right? Don't you do that?
It's all user generated. Yeah.
Okay.
It's all user generated. So
and Yelp is a website on the internet. Is that?
Oh my gosh! Right? And a mobile
app. You're a magazine,
app.
I think.
And a mobile app.
Right.
Yes.
Mobile app, like on your
smartphone,
your Apple brand iPhone.
Yes. Or Apple Watch.
Seriously?
No, I don't know if that actually, I don't know. I lied. I don't know if the Yelp app is on there. Probably.
Probably eventually.
I would assume at some point. Yeah, you can search by highest rated, most reviewed.
Okay.
And so the most reviewed, I guess it's in there, but Las Palmas, because they're a stand. They're not necessarily a truck, but that's on there.
Oh, hey, you know what? My resource for food trucks is a Twitter list I created. This is a little service journalism I did, so you guys can all subscribe to my food truck list, which I haven't updated in a while. But go to that list, and you know they all tweet where they're going to be that day, so you can just kind of...
Well, apparently, too, when I was looking at food trucks on Twitter, there's a bar food truck, too. Or, well, it'd be a bar truck. And I don't understand...
That sounds legally questionable.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Pittsburgh Bar Truck, an original one-of-a-kind concept rolling into the Berg Kickstarter, of course. Kickstarter funding right now. But it's,
I'm intrigued. How is this going to work?
I am intrigued, too. Well, they're getting RAMP-certified bartenders, so that's some kind of certification. So we'll see.
Can you operate an alcohol dispensing business in the state of Pennsylvania out of a truck?
If you have a traveling liquor license, yes. So
it just blew my mind. Well, like, this is a whole new world for me now.
So Bar Marco has a traveling liquor license. So when you see Bar Marco at events serving, if you see Bar Marco at a outdoor festival.
See, I would assume that's like a special permit you have to get.
No.
They just roll up and sell booze?
And this is something that is very not well researched on my end, so I'm sorry if I'm misspeaking, but in my it is my understanding that you have this traveling liquor license, and so you can serve liquor at, you know, different... So if YEP doesn't have a liquor license, if they brought in their liquor, you can serve it there. And here, and then it also is a blanket so that other people can serve under your liquor license too, I believe.
This is amazing.
People can dispute it. Tweet us if you want to dispute or talk about
all that. I don't think I will ever understand the laws in this state around liquor.
It's pretty complicated and archaic, a lot of it.
Astonishing. Wow.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, 14-year-olds are drinking somewhere, so...
All right, well, let's find out where the bar truck is going to be, and we can just follow him around.
I know. PGH Bar Truck. So if you want to donate, you can donate to their
Kickstarter. You can't be anywhere near a car to drive it if you've been drinking, but you can drive a car up and get people drunk for money.
I mean, I think that sounds great.
I'm not against it.
Yeah,
Don't get me wrong. I'm just shocked.
So back on the subject of the Bakery Square summer kickoff. Mm-hmm. You can head there on Friday, free event, and they will have the food trucks, and they will have drinks, and they will have a band. So that's the great thing, is it's free. And then on Saturday, if you want to get your tech on, there is TEDx.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you can get learned.
Not just tech, but also education and design.
Oh.
That's what it stands for. right?
Good. I think so, right? Yeah. Oh, gosh. Maybe I need to go so I can understand what it even stands for. I think that what is cool about it is that if you are even a little bit interested in what's going on in the Pittsburgh area in general, it is a special branch of TEDx in Pittsburgh. So they brought in speakers that I think most of them live in Pittsburgh. Like the one that I think is really cool is, do you know Gab and Josh? They go around and they do the anti-bullying. And
they were playing
like
at the children's festival, so I just saw them.
And I really, they're very nice people, and Gabrielle is going to be speaking. And I think she has a really great message. I've seen her on Pittsburgh Today Live before and out and about, and she's a comic too. So I think she'll be really interesting. That's one of the names that popped out to me. But they have a good list of speakers, and I think that, you know, if you want to get clued into what's going on in the tech and...
Is there tech in Pittsburgh? Is that
a thing? Oh, Josh. Google is here.
I'm messing with you, Rachel.
Okay.
I know.
Google is here. Wait, Yelp is here.
There's Yelp and Google?
Well, obviously you want to go to Yelp for everything, but...
Yeah, sounds like we've got the internet World Wide Web.
If you need to find out what kind of bird has been visiting you on your porch, you can Google that, so...
Okay. Well, Yelp doesn't cover that?
No, sorry. Mm.
Can I go on Yelp and rate pigeon droppings?
Oh my gosh, no. So
it's a really good win on East Liberty.
Okay.
Okay, you can continue.
Pigeon as
just
art.
Stop me at any time.
Pigeon droppings as art. Mm. That'll be the next installation next week for our events, upcoming events. But anyway, so you can head to TEDx. Tickets are available online, and then we are celebrating two brewery anniversaries.
Wow. They grow up so fast.
I know they do. It's really touching and exciting in the brewery scene. So Brew Gentlemen, can you believe it's only been 1 year?
Well, they were just little brew babies a year ago.
And they've been hitting it hard in terms of promotion.
Well, you tell me those guys are like in their early 20s or something anyway.
Yeah, they're
just like whippersnappers.
I know, young whippersnappers. How old are you, Josh?
Too old.
Young whippersnappers. But it's really cool what they've been doing. They, again, bring out a lot of food trucks, too. I think with the Pittsburgh Taco Truck and them having such a great relationship, they have been kind of helping each other out. And then on Then on Friday, they actually have Blowfish Barbecue, which is going to be there. And if you've not had Blowfish Barbecue...
Is that just a clever name, or did they serve Fugu Fish?
So the story is, the guy that owns it, his nickname is Hootie. So it's Blowfish Barbecue.
That's the story?
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed.
Oh, I think it's a good story.
But I'm happy to hear there's more barbecue.
It is incredible. He was at one of my Yelper parties serving turkey legs and the best mac and cheese ever. He's really good, and he's always at the Brew Gentleman, so he'll be there on Friday.
Nice.
Starting at 6 p.m., and then they're going to have Dirty Dog Cigars, which I've never even heard of this company, but apparently there's a company in Pittsburgh doing cigars, so you can smoke a cigar.
Cigars? What are they? They're rolling them, or are they importing them? What's the deal?
I'm assuming they're
rolling
them.
Does Pittsburgh have a cigar industry?
There's a cigar place down on the
street. Where have I been living this whole time?
I know. Who knows?
All right, so barbecue, cigars.
They're in McKeesport. Mm-hmm. They're in McKeesport located. So they will be visiting the Brew Gentleman, cigars, Blowfish Barbecue, and some fun. And then on Sunday, they will be doing Gyros and That, which is another, it's not a truck, but it's a food pop-up stand, Pittsburgh Taco Truck, and a DJ will be there. And that starts at noon, so you can spend the whole weekend there. Or Grist House, which is in Millvale, which I just visited this week. They have a pretty large porch area, dog-friendly out on the porch. So that's a good thing. You can bring your furry friend and enjoy. The Pittsburgh Pierogi Truck will be there on Saturday, and they'll also have music. And then on Sunday, the Brissaro Grill will be there.
Nice.
So
Do they not serve food there normally, or is it just a tap room?
Yeah, it's just a tap room. So with the tap rooms, again, legally, they have to have enough food to serve 30 people at any point.
Yeah, I heard you have to have a case of Campbell's soup behind the bar.
That's what Scott was saying.
It could be 20 years expired.
I love it. So they have chips. And I asked her, because they have chips behind the bar, and I said, do they sell? And she said, they sell like mad. But, I mean, you know, you're drinking some beers. Oh, those chips look amazing, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And check out.
You know
out-
why, like, pretzels are a staple of bars? Historically? Salty? Yeah, they make you drink more.
Oh.
Like, all bar food comes from that lineage, right?
Bar food's
That's
delicious.
That's why haggis exists.
Well, bar food is delicious.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, celebrating local breweries is an awesome thing. So you can head to either of those this weekend. Great beer and food lineup. Or if you are a pyro.
As you know that I am. Yeah.
You can head to Pyro Fest.
About this.
I know, which obviously fireworks are a big thing in Pennsylvania.
Sure.
And we always like to celebrate it in any way we can. So at like... people celebrate mattresses for sale. Pittsburghers also celebrate random holidays just to set fireworks off.
Yeah.
So Pyro Fest is actually, it's a new location. It used to be in Harwood Acres. It's now at Cooper's Lake. So it's a bit of a drive up in Butler. But you can use Yelp, hit up some local places up there, and then get your pyro on. They're going to be doing different displays. It starts at 4 on Friday. And then it starts at 3 on Saturday, and they'll be doing, there's a whole list of events they're going to be doing in terms of fireworks displays and different, I assume, pyrotechnics and blowing things up, etc. And that's like the dumbed down version with music and food as well.
What more could you ask?
I know. I'm blowing things up, music, food, tech.
Yeah,
I mean,
covers it. Yeah.
There's really
a
lot.
We got cigars. Various fried food products being ferried about on trucks.
Yeah.
And apparently a bar truck at some point in the future.
I know. Kickstarter. Go there. Unofficial word for the Pittsburgh bar car. Yeah.
Are you going to any awesome Memorial Day parties?
I was thinking about maybe inviting some people over to my house. Got a nice little deck, so we'll see.
Yeah. This is a grilling occasion, I think.
I know.
Good grilling weather.
It's delicious. And there's, or you can just take care of it by going to a local place and getting a burger yourself. And
even better
cream.
If you're lazy, yeah.
And ice cream.
You don't have to clean up after yourself.
It's very true.
Recommended.
I think burgers, you know, Tesaro's, Winghart's, Burgatory, all those great places. Tesaro's is like the classic, but everywhere else is delicious as well. And then get some ice cream. My favorite place, Antony's, just opened, which is everyone
should go to. Yeah.
Have you been there?
No, but you keep talking about it.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
I have to go there.
They have like 20-some flavors, delicious flavors. They just created this one. Antony, Mr. Antony, was just telling me that a customer said, you should have a baseball-type ice cream. And so he created this Sally's Cracker Jack ice cream. And it's Cracker Jacks like with little popcorn caramel pieces inside, and
it's incredible.
And then for the kids, they have the Superman one that's like a rainbow colored Superman flavor, three different flavors inside. They had a cherry chocolate oatmeal ice cream that was incredible. And then Shoe Fly Pie, which is like an Amish pie, it's one of their top sellers. And on Yelp, the toasted coconut is a top one that Yelpers talk about all the time. And they have little doggy cups.
Can you believe that as we were getting ready to tape, you were saying, like, there's not much going on this weekend?
Well, I mean, not much for...
I feel like you could just keep going.
I know.
You just wind you up and you could recommend stuff all day.
I really could. You just ask and I provide.
That's why we pay you the big bucks.
I know. Of course.
Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh, thank you again for all of your wisdom.
Of course, and happy Memorial Day. Enjoy the grilling, the sun, the fun, and the Dormont Pool opens. Third largest pool in the state.
Let's leave it at that.
Okay.
All right, enjoy the pool.
Enjoy the pool and the fun.